Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America, NMLS 407249, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z. Basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hello and welcome to Ace on the Roof, Ace on the House, Ace in the Eric.
Hey, everybody.
Ray and the Eric. So we're here on Sunday. We're like being here.
Yeah.
So go to aceontheroof.com. Click on that PayPal button. Eric, get off your fucking phone,
sorry,
man.
I got business to
attend. Also, click through the Amazon link. You got it handled?
Yeah, I
You've
got it
You've been
handled.
A busy boy.
I got
boy.
Emergencies lately. Emergencies. Like, yeah. Things are blowing up. I'm like a rapper. For
Facebook. com Ace on the go ahead Eric go ahead. What were you saying?
Ace on the house please. Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars please, because we love doing this.
Yeah.
You see how fast I recovered after getting caught? That's why I was a genius in the classroom. Being this,
you had a cheat sheet. Who are you fooling?
I wrote stuff on the soles of my shoe, my palm, the inside of my finger. I've sometimes would, you know, I had the ability to get through because why? Because I'm ADD and dyslexic, and I can't sit. I can't sit in a desk.
What was your GPA?
In high school, it was about a 3.
Really?
Yeah, and then in college, I flunked out almost the first semester, and then the God bless Kathy Comstock at University of Colorado, who let me get through my humanities class by simply drawing my version, using my art skills, to create a project that would let people know that I knew what I was talking about when it came to some fine literature.
So what did you do? A mural?
I drew some pictures of stuff. You know, and she said, okay, you pass. You can stay here.
Good job.
And then I figured out how to study, and then I got through and graduated. But it
From
was
the
tough.
College?
It was tough, yeah.
And what? And your GPA in college?
Probably like by the end, my senior year, 2.85.
Communication
major.
All right.
And the reason I selected communication is because watching the Rose Bowl as a kid, I'd see these big dudes run out and go, you know, Rufus Jones, 6'9", communication. And I thought that was what I want to do. I don't know. Whatever he's doing, I want to do that. But I had no idea what it was. But, you know, as it turns out, here I am doing stuff on
communicating,
pod,
bro.
Communicating to the folks, to the TV stuff. You know, it worked out.
Matt, what was your major?
I majored in screenwriting.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Holy pigeon. And what do you got under your belt? This is a whole epic in itself.
I want to hear indeed. I want to hear your favorite thing you ever wrote. What is it?
Oh, wow.
Thematically, what is it?
It was a Western, actually.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. I feel like Western gets a bad rap. I wrote a pretty badass one that I would love to sell one day.
Let's do it.
It's called Westworld?
No. That was an unbelievable show, though, if you guys never saw that.
I did see it. I loved it.
By the way,
guess who's going to star in your new Western that we finally sell? Kalen.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
He's a sheriff in town.
He's a good guy with a heart of gold, but Seaman. You know, gunslinger, the seaman with a puffy sleeve shirt. Killing.
Puffy sleeve.
Am I right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we're
good. I'm going to go back and do some rewrites.
Wait, hey, rewrite. Favorite screenplay ever. What is it?
Favorite screenplay ever?
That you've read or whatever.
That I've read. Interesting. I have to think about it.
Do you think the screenplays read better than they're watched? You know what I mean?
It depends.
Like, are you that guy that you would prefer to read it or watch it?
No, I watch way, way more movies. There was a long time a few years ago before I worked here that I read lots of scripts, but I love watching movies.
By the way, Fight Club, fantastic.
Awesome. Great book, great script, great movie.
Everything.
All three.
Yeah. Three for three on that.
Westworld. The original
Yul
one
Brenner
with
thing?
Yul Brenner didn't isn't that a was that a Michael Crichton or was that a Rod Serling?
Yeah, Michael Crichton,
but Rod
book.
Serling was Planet of the Apes originally.
I don't know about
that's
that.
True.
But that's
true. That's
right.
What it was.
Yeah, sounds right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
That the was knowledge. Cool. What are we on Jeopardy? What show are we doing?
Hey, anything with Chuck Heston? Are you kidding me? Moses,
he
the Planet of the
me.
Apes,
Cecil B. DeMille stuff.
Yeah, man. Remember that? Remember in. What was the one with help me out here.
Oh, I know the one.
Chuck Heston with the Roman thing and the gladiators.
Ten Commandments.
Yes, no.
No. Soil and
no,
green.
The one
soil
with the carriages,
green.
The Roman thing, isn't it? Was
Ben-Hur.
That
Ben-Hur?
That's the one.
Jesus.
Ben-Hur, Chuck
I mean,
Heston.
Sorry, Jesus.
Right?
You did get crucified.
Remember the
one?
Remember the close-up of the wheels with the coaches with the, you know, they would cut into the other one because they had razor knives
it was
on
great.
Them. Fantastic.
Now trucks have them.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, there you go. There's a little movie of trivia. Okay, for crying out loud, let's help some people with construction things. Wait a minute. Let me just double check. Kalen, anything you got to share? Anything you got to tell us? What's happening?
Nope, I'm good. Just enjoying
you
guys.
Contain your excitement, Jesus.
By the way, hey,
I am feeling
weird?
A bit under the weather today.
Oh, you see,
well, for the
well, maybe
week.
That's because we were in Seattle a while back. But weird thing about Seattle,
yeah.
Check it out.
What?
So here, you know, it's 100 and whatever it is. Seattle, 85 degrees, right? They're opening up the public library and other venues.
You mean
because
it's like a heat wave for them?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And turning on the air. Is that not true?
It was true.
It's 85. That's nothing.
Yeah, but the people of Portland are spoiled because it's a lovely summer climate there. So when it gets a little above 78, things go crazy. People go nuts.
Like, see, I like that.
What's that movie where everybody kills each other one night of the year? What is that one called?
The Purge.
That's the one. It's like Portland's version of The Purge.
How do you know that even?
It's a fun movie.
Awesome.
The second one at least. The
is
first one's kind of meh. The second one's good. I like the second one. Kalen,
what's the idea behind it? So every year, one day a week, they kill...
crime is legal, essentially.
And then they kill everybody, and then you go back to normal.
Yep.
Okay.
So you only get 24 hours to do whatever caper you want to do?
Right. The murder rates across the line go way, way down. Everybody gets all their
rage
out.
Okay, but here's the question.
Police and hospital not going to
work.
Would
you people kill me if that night occurred?
I'm thinking about doing it now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you? Shut up. How dare
listen,
you.
According to that trilogy, there's two kinds of people. There's complete psychopaths who go kill people, or there's people who barricade themselves in the house. Hopefully you have enough money to do that.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to stick to the house.
Okay.
I'll be in my
house. Speaking
of
houses, can we help anybody?
Yeah, let's do it. We got a video question. I'm going to warn you in advance. It's a little long.
Oh, boy.
So in the future, listeners, try to keep your video questions a little shorter, but we still love them. Send it to us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com. Sit back, relax. Let's listen to John.
Was it longer than that intro?
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, it's Ray Stromer. Get it on. So I bought this house up in Santa Cruz a couple of years back. It's definitely the fixer in the good neighborhood. The old Alpha Beta down the street is now Whole Foods, so you can do the math on that one. Sorry, Ray. Anyway, I started doing my first bathroom here and got a couple things I was hoping you guys could help me out on. So I've taken out the old crappy fiberglass shower. I definitely want to do a tile replacement, thinking of doing, the roofing felt, half-inch hardybacker, and then maybe a Curdy membrane on top of that just for good measure. The issue that I'm having is the drywall here still has the quarter-inch green board behind it. I'm assuming that the wall and the backer board need to be flush. And I'm wondering what the best way to do that is. Do I need to put another quarter inch on the shower side? And if so, what material?
Jim.
Or do I need to just rip out all the drywall in the rest of the bathroom and replace it with like a half inch purple board. Didn't want to have to do that, but that being said, this is definitely an old bathroom, as you can tell from that light switch there. So going through everything wouldn't necessarily be a bad idea.
But
it would be worth the effort, actually.
I have to tell you.
Second question.
Jesus.
Why don't we break this down? Why don't you guys handle that part first?
Yeah, let's do a two-part. This is a classic two-part. There's also a cat in the shot, by the way. You know what? God bless him for even trying. That's a big gig for him, man. That's a big job. And to your point, I know
he's got it, though.
I know you were bemoaning the fact that he didn't understand the art of furring.
Yes, yes.
So let's explain that to our fine listeners.
Well, there are shims you can buy, or you can just rip, you know, if you have a contractor saw, rip a fur strip and or even use redwood.
So here's how you do it. So what you do is you put a straight edge on the corner, and you're going horizontally on the top, and you're going across and spanning all the framing members, and you're going to measure between the stud and the straight edge you're putting across horizontally, and what is that distance in the studs that are recessed from the other ones, right? So you want to have them all on the same plane. So if you got three studs in a 4-foot span, let's just say, you put a level across it, and one stud
is back.
And
even if they're all different, you can still do this.
You're going to do it from the one that's poking out the furthest, you know, to create everything on the same plane. So you're going to rip fur strips that are going to be matching all of the distances between that level that's going across and the framing member behind.
And that includes your hardy back or whatever your finished wall is going to be, and includes your tile, by the way.
Yeah.
Depending.
So you want to make these fur strips make all those framing members in your shower the same distance coming out from the wall. So it all wants to be parallel, level, and flat. Does that make sense?
And it's super easy to use drywall fur strips, which are just cardboard, and a hammer tack, and go nuts that way.
You can do that, or you can rip them to raise point on a table saw to this. You know, you might have four different thicknesses you're going to need to put on those framing members to make it all the same distance out from the wall.
And also, with tile, there are float strips, which Eric and I have used many, many times, and you can use float. They're redwood. So if it's going to get wet, you can just bury those.
Right. And if you're going to do a traditional method of cementing the shower and that's really advanced, you're going to need a little more experience on a video series you see on YouTube, because that can get pretty tricky. If you're going to make all of your studs the same distance from the wall.
Do you float all your showers?
Depends on the application.
Yeah.
Prefer floating, but sometimes it calls to do it quick and easy. And
I like that he wants to use the Curdy.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. But I would rip all that drywall out, by the way.
I would, too, and start over.
Yeah.
And make that whole wall one plane.
Sure. And then it's easier also.
Correct.
You're not matching some old stuff that's probably not level or plumb.
Yeah. A lot of bowing in the walls, you know, because people who frame, you know, row houses or construction-grade houses, builder series, don't give a rat's ass about things being plumb,
and
level,
and
straight.
Things move all the time.
Yeah.
And they're used, you know, wet lumber dries and it gets twisty and everything else.
Yep.
And you have a chance here. And you're almost there. You're very, very...
Yeah,
what's this guy's name? Matt?
I don't know. The cat guy?
I forgot. I didn't write it down. So
the guy's name is John.
John. Yeah,
John.
He's got it. You got it going right, John.
Yep.
And then you want to go for part trois?
Yeah, let's go for part trois.
All right, how long is this part?
3 hours.
But I like them.
Yeah.
For the fan, I'd really like to get an automatic one, so I'm not dealing with the light switch, either motion or humidity sensing. It seems if I'm going to go that route, it would make sense to put it right above the shower. And I'm just wondering if there's anything... I mean, do you guys think that's a good idea? Is there anything I should watch out for, etc.? I read something that I think it needed to be on its own circuit, but not really sure. The third question, and this is kind of a weird one. So, there was like this 4-inch tall wooden pedestal here that they had the toilet mounted on top of. I ripped that out because the toilet needed to go, and the replacement's going to be chair height anyway. So, I hit this last night with a heat gun, trying to get the glue loose. Looks like I kind of went right through the pipe. So, for all intents and purposes, the same as sawing it off. now I've got this remnant of it, and so I've only got a 3-inch opening versus a 4-inch.
The key went to the
water something
closet
I need to keep
hole.
Working on.
No, all you gotta do is drop in. Like, just put in your. Oh Jesus! All you have to do is put in a wax ring with
yeah,
the baffle.
That's fine.
With the baffle.
Yeah.
And that's
and
it.
And I don't know why they had the pedestal other than decorative, because it, now the way it looks.
I think they needed height depending on the toilet.
Maybe it was a specific kind of toilet that right. needed room under it or something. But yeah, this is perfect. Now you can go ahead and put the flange over your subfloor and then throw your wax ring on. You're good to go.
And you can just tile up to the ring. Or
exactly.
tile up to the flange, rather.
Yeah.
And then screw that flange down, too.
Yeah, and get a
so
get
move.
An idea what the profile of your toilet is so that you know how far in you
double
have to come
ring.
With your tiles. You know,
and you can double ring it if you get higher.
Yeah.
And by the way, a toilet here, Eric,
yeah.
rocks. One over here. One in our
does it really?
It rocks, and I just rocked it. And
gotta
so
give
Matt,
it the old
I think
shim.
Got to give it the shim, which you got to use the plastic ones.
Yeah,
don't
do.
Use a wood one.
Nope.
And then you got to caulk it down. You have to caulk your toilet.
And Matt, you have to stop lowering so abruptly from standing to just dropping onto the toilet. You have to ease down onto the toilet. You can't just fall onto the toilet.
Be kind to the commode.
Good advice.
You know, because then the commode will respect the buttocks. Am I right?
Very true.
Matt,
very
your nickname is what we know it is, which I don't know.
Porcelain
like.
Punisher?
Yeah, but, you know, does your dad call you that?
Now is
no, he does not.
Does this porcelain punisher?
Can the, I just tell you guys, we got somebody, there's a potential advertiser that's for, like, irritable bowel syndrome, and I got an email like, hey, you need any of this? Like, it's a nickname. I do not have a medical condition.
Hold on a second. I know a kid who did have a medical condition, and what she would do was kept flushing the toilet. So I got them a toilet that's uncloggable.
How does
it's
it
a
know?
Sloan valve. It's a Sloan valve, and it can flush like eight, what is that game called? Pool. Balls.
Oh, an eight,
like you know,
the
eight ball. Yeah, yeah,
eight
it can
ball
flush,
size.
Like, yeah,
really,
just goes right down,
man.
And then it can't. Here's what, because she was a little OCD, so she would keep hitting the thing, and then the toilet would overflow, and it happened like 3 or 4 times. I go, I have a solution for you.
Yeah,
and this is what I did.
What
great family! I put that toilet in because it's Sloan valve, so you can't keep flushing it.
You're kidding?
No, it has to fill up the tank.
So what does she do with her OCD now that she can't mess?
That's
with
That's not my problem.
Well, I thought you were a psychologist. Wait, this isn't a psychologist show.
I go to a shrink.
All right,
I go to a shrink, but I did solve their problem with the toilet overflowing.
Very nice
I'm
job.
That kind
See,
of guy.
You're, you know what? Not only are you a craftsman and a contractor, but you're also a therapist and someone that could address issues as tender as OCD. Am I right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have compassion for. I love kids. I mean, I don't have any, but I love kids. And when you see a kid who's, you know, in trouble, you want to help them out. Absolutely.
That's right. That's exactly
you're
right.
You're supposed to. That's your job.
It sure is.
My
you're
job.
You're a mentor, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Now, can I just digress one moment? How, Matt, the origin of the name, the Porcelain Punisher.
Yes. Was right here on this very program.
And what
Ace
happened?
On the House.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that, or should I talk about it for you?
Did you have to, like...
Listen, it was a one-time day. I think we had Philly cheesesteaks or something like that, something crazy for lunch. I made one comment that my tummy was not feeling so good,
yeah,
and that very quickly turned into Matt shitting up the place because Adam's stressing him out, which turned into Bull Bruiser, which turned into the Porcelain Punisher.
Nice!
Well, hold on a second now. You're skipping the part where you were diagnosed with IBS, though.
That did not happen.
Wait.
You're such a liar.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, he was diagnosed. All right.
This is insane.
Wait, back up. I'm taking notes. So when, you lost me at when? Go ahead. No, I'm kidding.
Matt, you
Man,
know,
I'm so sorry about this.
We should
this.
Get a toilet cam here. Oh, that's illegal. Anyway.
All right. What else can we do here? Oh, we got
Let's
Hey,
go.
James in Cincinnati, line one, please.
Got ya.
Yeah.
James, what's up?
Yimey.
Hey, Ray, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. So I actually called in a couple weeks ago. I'm working on remodeling my bathroom.
You should be done by now.
I'm trying. Yeah, exactly. There's just not enough time in the day.
I got you.
But anyway, so what I, a few weeks ago, I called, I had that like mortar with the wire mesh behind it, and I was trying to figure out how to get it down.
Was it in the lid?
So I'm sorry. This is in the shower. I'm getting ahead of myself. In the shower, like where the tile is, right? And behind that tile was that like mortar stuff, and they had that
diamond
chicken
lath.
Wire.
Was it diamond lath?
Yeah.
Okay. Only in the corners?
Yeah, I think. No, it was lined all up against it. And
all
it's
right.
Basically like that ceramic, like cement crap that is on top of the diamond lath.
That's just mortar, bro.
Your mortar, yeah.
Okay. What's up?
And so I got that out. And now I got to, like, the wall that goes to the outside where there's just brick there. And that mortar is all over the brick, and I just can't get that stuff off.
Wait a minute. You're painting a weird picture for us, because now you went from inside to outside. Why?
Well, no. I mean, I'm still in the shower, right? So I moved to the next wall that was next to that, right? That wall had studs behind it, and it had the diamond lap up against the studs and then the mortar. And then the next wall, which is the wall that goes to outside the house, does not have studs behind it. It appears to me, at least, that this mortar is just lined up against the brick. Does that make sense?
So you have a veneer outside. It's a one-story house, right?
Don't say no. Well, this is bottom level, yes.
Okay, now, is it a brick veneer, or it's not a true brick, is it?
Right, like a veneer, yeah.
So it's like a one brick veneer.
Right.
Full brick, though.
Yes. Correct.
All right, and is there paper behind it?
I don't think so. I haven't
Well,
quite
you can see it, right?
Yet.
You probably
well,
have
I
a double wall.
Mortar.
You probably have a double wall.
Okay.
At a level. You got to, you know what, James? You got to send some pictures of this because,
really,
I'm looking at Eric. He's looking at me, and we're both going like, "What?"
Yeah, I can't.
It's really hard to explain. It just seems like this stuff is that it's like mortar that's up against, like even if you could just imagine like cinder blocks or something, it's just up against it. And I'm trying to get that off. So
why?
And the tiles are on top of that mortar.
No.
Right?
You gotta, okay. No. What do you think, Eric?
All right, I may not be explaining it.
No, you're not. You're explaining it horribly, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
Because
so what are you trying to do? Get why are you trying to take it off?
Well, I want to take the damn tiles off, but I can't even get like
tile
if
shower.
I just try to chip a tile off, it takes a chunk of this mortar out, right?
Okay, so it's adhered to the back bisque of the tile so thoroughly that whoever put it on did a great job, in other words,
like
so that you're not going to be able to chisel
it wasn't
off.
Meant to come out.
Yeah, you won't be able to get it. From one tile that you removed, you realize now that you're not going to be able to take individual tiles out.
Right.
So in that scenario, if you want to replace one, you're going to have to blow the shower out and do the whole thing again. Or...
Yeah, you have to anyway.
You're not, or you're going to stop your process and you're going to just throw... A skim coat or anything in that hole that you just made and leave it alone and not ever do it again.
But, James,
right.
I really need to see some pictures of what you're talking about. In fact, do it now. Are you home?
But I know what you mean about...
No, I'm not. I'm not at home now.
I know what you mean about that, where you're trying to get the tile off, and sometimes because they're not effectively adhered to the cement substrate below it, they can come out individually, but in this case, it sounds like they did a really quality job, and you won't be able to get one tile out without pulling out chunks of the
flow. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, when you see the tile, when you took off the tile, did you have a string in between the tile? You know, you ever run into that when you're demoing an old bathroom or whatever?
Yeah.
The guys used to lay it with string.
Oh, as the straight edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As their
spacer.
Line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And you would run into that, and those tiles did not come off.
No, they did. Because I think they set it wet.
Wet in cement.
In cement.
Yeah.
Right? So it would kind of soak into the bisque of the tile.
And it's super strong.
Yeah, and that's what it's like. Yeah.
Dude, you got to remove
no
all that.
Or anything
it's it might be 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
On the floor, for sure it is.
Yeah.
On the wall, it might be 2 inches thick, but you're not getting to the outside wall, I don't think.
Okay.
And your float, so the way guys used to float showers or floors – it was 2 inches of concrete, inch and a half to 2 inches, and it was done right, and it would last a million years, and it's like a bunker.
Yeah.
So below that cement is wire lath, which is then adhered to paper to then nailed into the framing. So to get it out of there,
nice job.
Yeah, to get it out of there, you got to sledge it, jackhammer it, pull
cut
it out,
it.
Cut it with tin snips as you're getting to the wire.
Don't hit it too much with a sledge. Yeah. Get behind it and then pull it off, and then you'll see the black paper.
Yeah,
and then after the black paper, there should be a void.
But I don't think. But under it, ultimately is simple framing. But it seems like you're going into some other whole subterranean world. But it is just big chunks of cement.
And
that's
by the
all
way. Get yourself a masonry bit and a decent size and length, quarter inch, whatever, and then just plunge through it, and then you'll know how thick it is.
And also make sure when you're doing this, you're wearing at least a dust mask and for sure safety glasses and hearing protection, because you're going to be in there and it's going to be super dusty and full of silica sand, and it's just a big mess. So
and when they do the floor
yourself.
With Eric's talking about, when you're dealing with stuff from the 30s, 40s, 50s, when you did the floor, they even built in ridges. So they cut ridges into the members, into the wood, so you'd have a V.
Right.
And then they'd float in between that. So you'd have 2.5 inches on the bathroom floor, like usually only 1.5, 2 inches on the wall. 2 inches is proud. It's a lot. But the floor would be like 2.5. And demoing that stuff is never fun and never easy.
Yeah.
Well, what year was the house built?
In the 60s.
Yeah, so it's probably the same stuff. You got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
By the
way,
I want you to call back when you can, and I want to see pictures. We need that.
Yeah. So
because you're not too eloquent on the real quick now. What do you got, James?
Well, I just want to know what to do with once I get all that shit out. I mean, what am I going to do?
So
put that back on top of it, or can I just go and
you got to take it out completely to the studs, and then from there, you're going to either put on tar paper and then Hardy Backer or Wonder Board over the studs, and then you have to fur that out because you're going to have to float a shower pan. So your wall is going to have to be furred out like almost 1.5 inches. And then 12 inches from the floor up is where you're going to have your wire to create the shower pan, and you're going to do that in concrete to match the furred out
first,
level
get
of your
hot
walls.
Mopped and all that
kind
of
stuff. Yeah, it's hot mop first, which means that you're putting...
You're going to block it all the way around. You know what you're going to do? You're going to look at 9 hours of videos, and then you're going to hurry up and get on this.
Yeah, and then you're going to hurry up and call someone to do it, because if you don't know...
You ain't doing it, bro.
Yeah.
You really want to try and do it?
Yeah, I'm at that point. Now.
I did tile
Listen,
for years.
Listen, you haven't even demoed yet. You don't even know what you're talking about with the demo, and you're going to try and redo a bathroom? You're dreaming from the waist, James.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and you need to watch a bunch of video before you undertake it, or at least bring in a tile guy to bid it and then throw him an extra 20 and just say, look, tell me how you'd do this if you were me, and just let him teach you. But don't do this alone unless you've really studied.
Yeah, you're in above your head. I mean, unfortunately, you know. But like what Eric's saying, watch the videos, see if you can gain some knowledge, and you know, I mean,
you basically have to recreate exactly what they did, but there's newer technologies now with preformed cement board that looks like drywall, but it's concrete, and you literally screw those into your framing members, that becomes your wall. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Versus floating vertically on a surface where it's like you got to learn how to put enough lime in the cement so it actually sticks when you go vertical. And it's a
technique. Or you can even go get type S, and then that has, you know, and you don't even know how to mix.
Yeah.
So forget it.
Yeah.
We're done with you, James.
Yeah, look at video
hey,
and
man,
then
I'm
call
trying.
Us. No, it's good.
Trying.
We're proud
of
you, but I'm saying,
try,
you know, come on.
This is a big deal.
Like, you know, you know. Pictures. Bye. Thank you. Bruce, what's up?
Hey, I got a question about a toilet that I have.
Great. No.
Hello?
I'm kidding.
All right. We're here for your toilet issues.
Well, hold on. We got to get Matt on the line. He knows a lot about
Matt
toilets.
Matt knows about toilets. Matt, weigh in.
Matt, well, fortunately, this one doesn't get punished
that joke?
Much.
Do you get the joke? Weigh in? That's what Eric said it.
I don't think you got it. Okay, go ahead, Bruce. What's going on?
What do you got?
Well, this dumb toilet of mine, the little metal shutoff valve behind it, every once in a while, it'll make the super high-pitched, annoying, squealing sound. Yep. And I can hear it from across the house, and it's really irritating. I'll go in there, and I'll like kind of kick the valve a little bit, and that kind of doesn't really do much. And then I'll flush it, and that'll stop the noise for a little while, and I'll go sit down.
Yeah.
And then a few hours later, it'll come back again. And I'm just wondering, what's the cause of this noise, and is there anything I can do about it?
The cause is probably when your toilet valve inside the toilet has a huge amount of pressure of water coming in and feeding the toilet bowl. Sometimes it'll get to a point where that pressure is creating that noise. It goes, forever and ever. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. So either A, you can turn down your toilet valve a little bit to decrease the pressure slightly coming from the wall into the toilet. So try turning it to the right a bit to see if you can lessen the pressure coming into the toilet. Or B, your water pressure coming into the house at the origin where the water comes from the city needs a pressure valve regulator. Which will also help that, so it's not shooting water pressure into all your little fixtures in your toilets.
How's
and your
faucets. Water pressure at your house, Bruce?
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Then the third option is just get a new gut that is that toilet. Like, look in the. If you open up your toilet bowl and look behind it toward the room, they have a serial number printed. You can put your iPhone or whatever in there and take a picture of it as if you were shooting back toward you when you were on the toilet.
Ball cock.
And you'll see a part number on there, and you can look on Amazon or go to a plumbing supply house and find the toilet valve that you need and swap them out, because they make universal ones or they make one specific
universal
to the toilet.
Ones, yeah, find out which one you need, to Eric's point, because there are many different ones now, and they might not be applicable.
That ball cock stuff in the toilet could fix it. I was thinking I was going to have to like shut off the water to the whole entire house and then replace that. The valve underneath the toilet.
No, what Eric
said was turn the valve down because you have too much pressure coming in.
All right.
Is it thumping too? Because you might have
What's
to.
What's that?
Is it thumping in the wall? Boom. You get that thing?
No.
Okay.
It is kind of dripping a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're.
Dripping in the toilet or the valve's dripping?
The valve's dripping. Yeah,
then you need a new valve.
Yeah, you need a new valve. What's happening is that the washers and all the systems that keep the water inside the valve are pushing out because of too much force, and it's making that squeaking sound. That's all it is.
Wait, do you
replace that?
Do you have a container underneath it that's gathering the water, and you have to empty it every other day or something?
No, I mean it's not that bad. It evaporates about the amount that it drips.
What kind of toilet is it?
I don't know, I don't know what kinds of toilets there are.
Yeah, so just look at that serial number on the back of the inside of the toilet bowl when you take the top of the toilet cover off, and you'll see a serial number. Find the make of the toilet, and then if you can't find anything, then just buy a universal fitting or shut your water off at the wall.
Yeah, he needs a new supply line
Disassemble
anyway.
The supply line. Disassemble the ball cock mechanism inside the toilet. They're easy to take out. Make sure you have a pail there to catch the water and a big hydro sponge to get the water out before you attempt all this. Make sure it's drained or use a shop vac and suck the water out of it. Remove that part. Take that part into the plumbing supply store and get something exactly like it or a universal one and replace it, and you'll be good to go.
And get the your supply line, get the quarter turn valve. They're
nicer. That's right. Those
quarter
are nice. Yeah, so you don't have to keep twisting it. It's just a one adjustment on off. That's it.
It's nice.
Okay.
And that'll keep down your water pressure too. You're welcome.
Yeah, good luck.
All right.
Cool. Sorry.
Sorry,
Bruce.
What's interesting is that Bruce is dealing with a situation that I hear nightly in my own home, but the shoemaker's son, Ray, has no shoes. Because I know what the fix is, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but why? I mean, if it's leaking on the out and it evaporates as much as it leaks, I'm not buying that.
It doesn't evaporate. It's just going back down the toilet. That's all.
You think so?
You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
But the valve is leaking from behind the toilet. He's saying
no,
that
I don't think it is back there.
You don't think it is?
No, he said it was just making the noise in the toilet.
And then also, if you open up the tank and if you see the water slurring around, or if you look in the bowl and it's moving, that means you got a leak.
There you go.
You know, and fix it.
That's it.
Unlike Eric,
or
who
not?
Won't.
Yeah, I won't fix it.
Yeah. So every once in a while, it's okay. That's what it is.
You know, and here's the deal: my kids are like, the toilet's making noises, and I'm like, right, it's talking.
Yeah. Talk back nice? To it. It's your friend. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, the newer toilets, I hate to say it, but boy, are they crap.
Why?
No pun intended. Because these valves wear out. They're all plastic and they suck. And they wear out soon. And if you've got too much pressure coming into the house,
you're done.
You're done. Everything goes south on you.
But I have noticed that the, okay, you're right at one level, but the higher endy ones,
yeah, like
very
what?
Good.
Like what?
Like some of the Toto ones. Where you the wall mount, or when you have to get the new flange? That,
I've had some
I
problems.
Hate that flange one where you have to slide it in.
Don't like
now.
It.
You know what I mean? Like why are you making my job harder?
Because they're trying to
now figure, I have to read directions.
Because they got
to
figure out a way to do something new so people buy
get
toilets
it, do
again.
Something new.
Hey! Oh! That's right.
Matt, you all right, man?
Yeah, bro. I'm just busy back here.
What are you doing? Got? What?
What are you making? Coke deals?
Boss man's calling, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, juggling okay. A lot of them. That's all the notes. Okay, I got you.
Sorry, it's all good. You guys sound great.
Yeah,
keep it up.
Yeah, that's
right. Thank you.
I got an email question for you if you guys want.
Let's go. Let's take it.
All right.
You done with your notes?
He's going to call me back in a minute. So we'll find out. I'm going to try to get this out right
stressy.
Now.
Yeah.
All right, this is an email from Jake in Minnetonka.
The porcelain punisher. Told you.
No wonder he has irritable bowel syndrome. It's too stressful back there.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Okay, go.
I just purchased my first home and immediately had laminate flooring installed on the upper floor and stairs. I'm looking to reattach a metal railing to the laminate flooring. I know that you cannot directly screw it into the laminate as the floor tends to shift slightly. Do you have any suggestions for me? Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah, you're going to have to bridge it. I mean, you can't put it on the floor. You're going to have to run from one wall to the next.
Right.
And it's going to have to be off the ground.
Yeah, it is.
And good luck with that. Can I tell you? Don't lean on it. It's a big span.
You know what I mean? It is.
Yeah. Don't fall. 42 inches, I think it is now, right? It has to be.
That's right.
And it was way less. I mean, you look at some old places, that handrail, it's but 3 feet. It's like, this is death 101.
Right.
You know, now, I mean, it's better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's the fix.
Too bad.
Yeah.
You know, whoops. Hey, oh, here it is.
Hey, look, here's the video.
Oh, you can't. Oh, you're going to have to do it from the lid.
Oh, yeah.
The stairwell.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know what?
You could put a...
No, the perimeter you can do it on, because that's fixed, where the stair nose is there.
Yeah.
So you can do that. So you do have, it's not all floating. It looks like you have about 3 inches to deal with. That's what she said.
Yeah.
So you can probably do something.
The nosing
off of that.
You could screw into, probably.
You can.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, the other option would be simply to put a gate across the fourth step down the staircase that swings open that way.
Yeah, but dude, that's open. Oh, there's the existing rail on the right hand side.
Oh, he wants to reinstall that.
I would reinstall it. I would, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. That can be a death sentence right there.
Yeah, because you don't want to walk off the edge there. What's his name?
His name is Jake, but I think, again, his main concern is how does he reattach that metal railing because he can't screw it directly
into
the laminate.
Yes, you can. Do it. Don't worry about it. It might gap a little bit, but it's not going to move that much. And you have no choice. You know, I mean, you can cut the one where it mounts to the wall on the where you have the transition, the switchback going up, Eric.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to put that one in the ground. Look, that can be wall.
My brain, by the way, my brain is so conditioned that I looked at that image and I thought he was trying to figure out a way to keep the baby from falling down the stairs. He doesn't have anything to do with that. This is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put that rail back up. So,
I don't like that rail. Wouldn't you want to buy a new rail? Something a little more contemporary that you like? Or just call it a day and do that one? Yeah, all right.
I think I would I'd use the existing.
All right.
Besides that, you know, when you get into custom handrails and all that kind of stuff, you're talking...
Yeah, that's right.
Talent, you're talking...
But so, I guess the question...
You're talking money.
The question is, does
besides that, he has laminate floor, bro.
Can he... If that thing doesn't work, he's got to fur it out from that back wall... Because that
back
railing
wall,
might not.
He can just put a tab on the back wall.
Yeah,
so the one, put another tab, mount to the wall, right?
Gotcha.
The other two can just mount into that chair, into the stair rail, into the nosing.
Yep.
And if it doesn't line up that way, then just mount it right, go through, screw through.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's not going to move that much.
Nah.
Never.
All right.
Or get a glue down floor, take all of it out and redo it. Don't do that.
Or get a new wood railing and a new
why
wood,
the wood you'd still have to mount to the
yeah I know, but it seems like it would look better. I don't like that metal anyway. That's enough about me. I have design issues with that thing, but who cares about what I think? I do.
Don't sit, Eric. Don't
all
talk
right,
like
all
that.
All right, I'm
like
sorry. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just don't want the metal rail. It's from the '60s. It looks awful.
I don't think it was that. Well, but you got to look at what he's got. How are you going to match up to the laminate? You know what I mean?
You'd have to do.
You know what you could do?
What?
Here's an idea.
What?
Paint that rail.
Oh, okay. I could see you. I could do that.
Or have it powder coated. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but you know, you could paint the rail and make it.
I love powder coating.
I do too.
You can do so much with that. And you take it to the paint guy and he'll do it for you for $100.
I powder coated a steel.
One of those desks?
No, I did that too.
Yeah.
But I did the file cabinet.
Like a steel case file cabinet?
Yes. And I did the powder red.
That's nice. Where is that? Is that your house?
Yeah. Well, at my hell.
Your dwental?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Right. I didn't show you?
No, I never saw it.
Okay, I got to show
you. That's your hot filing system?
I hide that from you.
Oh, good.
Because it's a hot filing system. Right. Hey, Matt, we got anything else?
Yeah, let's do one more email question. Ace and Ray. That's not Ace, sorry. Stromer and Ray.
Yeah.
We bought the house across the street from us and are gutting it completely. We ran all new plumbing and electrical. The only thing I'm not sure how to fix is the leaning front porch. The house was built in the 1920s. The rest of the foundation is solid, but the concrete porch has sunk. A structural engineer told us to put the 4x4s on the corner, but it looks like shit. Trying not to spend a ton of money and trying to turn a profit as well as pick my new neighbors. Thanks.
All right. Is the concrete messed up? Because you could pour over the concrete, do another pour. Now for the okay, there is a 4x4 within that.
Yeah, that's
porch.
Just a wrap.
That's a case.
Yeah.
Right. So you can pop that off, jack it up, the one side, the right hand side, because you can sell it's listing, and then just jack that up and then put a new post in, or put a post holder on the bottom, Eric. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then re-pour the deck. Knock the deck off if you want to. You don't even have to.
Yeah.
I just pour on top of it. Not, you know
so,
what?
So
don't you dare put a post on the inside or whatever this guy's saying. No, you don't need that.
Just jack it.
Jack it up. Open it up because you can, because like you said, it's all boxed out.
Right.
And then just.
And put your jack under there.
Right. And then jack
compensate
that section
there.
Up. Right.
And use the existing brick or concrete foundation as your. As your foundation, essentially, but because it's sunk, you're going to compensate by jacking
up.
I see.
Right, yeah, and then you can do an over.
Beats the hell out of digging.
Well, and beats the hell out of it. You don't have to demo anything then either.
Right.
You're just adding to it at a level, but it's all going to be hidden.
It looks to me like this is out of level, maybe 4 inches in 6 feet, right?
Or
close, a little bit less, maybe three.
Pretty good eye.
Would you say that that's jackable?
Yeah.
And you will not see things change and crack and shift?
No.
You
no.
think that's...
No,
what's
it's
the
all wood.
What's the most you've ever jacked when it was... Like, what was the most it was out?
Like 8 inches over a span of... Well, one side of the house listed. When you walked into the house, it was like you were on a ship.
Right.
Because you would either go right or left via the front door, right? And even within the span of the front door, which was a 3/6, it was 2 inches. So go shoot that line from the front door to the exterior wall,
right?
7 inches. Now, when I jacked it up, could you see through the house? Yes. So I had because it was clad, it was siding.
Right.
And when you jack up the house, it would split a little bit.
Right.
So the plaster and lath cracks, you could see light through it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And then you'd have to just fix those areas.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You just got one of those big screw jacks and that was it. Call it a day.
Screw. I had like a multitude. I'd say I had 25 jacks and a laser and then a big I-beam.
And how much is each one? Like how much would the jack be for that particular
jacks are like
thing?
$25.
For that one right there, that application.
One jack.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
And then how does it lock into place?
Well, you get a 4x4. You get another 4x4.
Yeah.
Put it underneath the existing one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can either, scab onto the 4x4 with 1x so the jack won't move on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Put the jack underneath it, start jacking it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at level.
Yeah.
Now take the other member out
or add to it. Gotcha.
And then leave. Or jack it up. And I've done this before in a fireplace. Jack it up, embedded the jack in concrete.
In concrete. That's a good
idea. Left it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's fixed and it's never going to move.
Yeah.
Fills in around with cement.
Yeah.
Good
Fill
idea.
The whole thing around with concrete
Very
and steel.
Good idea.
Left the jacks in there.
Love it.
Because the fireplace was pitching away from the house.
Oh.
Like 3 inches at the ridge. I jacked the whole thing up, got it back in place.
And then how'd you anchor it to the house again?
Go up through the rafters, attach the rafter to the brick, you know, epoxy, washers, whatever. But the bottom is what counts. You know what I'm saying?
Because once it's level and flat, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it ain't going anywhere.
Yeah,
it's gravity.
Right. Fantastic.
Gravity, my middle name.
That's right.
Hey, man, it's so nice to see you.
You too. So grateful. Had a fun time, as usual.
Good.
And I
We always do.
I can't wait to see you the next time.
We haven't been in a fight in a long time.
I don't think we ever have fights.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, yeah. You're not Adam. I forgot.
Yeah.
What the hell am I talking about?
That's right.
I do. You know what? I do them. Well, we do them on different days, obviously. But there's the vibe between you and I and Adam and I.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Well, you know, the good news is that we get to do it again. So I'll see you the next
time. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
With that said, support Ace on the Roof, people. And by the way, Matt, Kalen, thank you. Kudos. Hats off.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry about your IBS problems.
Hope you feel better there, Kalen.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
You all right, man?
I'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Go eat your burger.
I ate that
Get
a
your shine
ago.
Box. Oh, you did. Ago. Well, then regurgitate it into my mouth. Hey, Eric, what do they got to do to help us?
You know, go to Ace on the House, obviously, and support us at aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, click through the Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/AceOnTheHouse. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 550 stars on the iTunes and leave a comment. Email your video questions. The more detailed, the more specific, the better. Multiple angles of photos are great. We love getting them. We love helping.
And we like when they're like 15 minutes long. Yeah. Just keep rambling.
Yeah, and
I'm
hopefully
kidding.
And throw pets in there. All right, guys. Thanks.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.